USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says Americans are getting back to work at a historic pace. That was his reaction to the number of first-time unemployment claims dropping to 187,000 last week. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell puts himself in the no column for President Biden's Supreme Court nominee.
I went into the Senate process with an open mind, but after studying the nominee's record and watching her performance this week, I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court.
During confirmation hearings this week, Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee portrayed Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as soft on crime. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The United Nations is releasing a report on how Russia's invasion of Ukraine is affecting kids in Ukraine.
More than half of the children in Ukraine have now been displaced in 1 month since Russia invaded, according to the United Nations, either fleeing the country entirely as refugees or moving around internally to try to find safe areas. 4.3 million of the country's 8 million children have been displaced from their homes, according to the United Nations. Reporting from the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The Brazoria County Grand Jury is passing on charges against Deshaun Watson. The Cleveland Browns quarterback was no-billed on Thursday. He was accused of sexual misconduct involving a masseuse. A separate grand jury in nearby Harris County made a similar decision on other sexual misconduct charges earlier this month. The Browns acquired Watson from the Houston Texans last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Ukraine will export far less wheat than usual because of the Russian invasion. At the NATO summit in Brussels, French President Emmanuel Macron, speaking through a translator, says he is concerned about the impact this will cause.
This is likely to generate a humanitarian crisis in many countries and will have massive consequences.
He says France is working with allies and non-government organizations to produce more wheat in other areas and assist impacted countries. The National Invitational Tournament has a new home.
Madison Square Garden will not host the NIT College Basketball Semifinals and Championship game for the next 2 years. That college basketball tradition dates back to 1938. The change of venue for the 2023-2024 tournaments are available for bid, with potential locations ranging from Las Vegas, Nevada, to historic arenas like Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana. Nothing has been determined beyond 2024. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Denver Fire Department says a fire at the home of the Denver Broncos is under control. It tweeted images of seats inside Empower Field at Mile High Stadium that were on fire. It's unknown what caused the blaze. However, the department said the suite and third-level seating area were affected. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.